أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا ليستأذنكم الذين ملكت أيمانكم والذين لم يبلغوا الحلم منكم ثلاث مرات من قبل صلاة الفجر وحين تدعون ثيابكم من الظهيرة ومن بعد صلاة العشاء ثلاث عورات لكم ليس عليكم ولا عليهم جناح بعدهن طوافون عليكم بعضكم على بعض كذلك يبين الله لكم الآيات والله عليم حكيم. وإذا بلغ الأطفال منكم الحلم فليستأذنوا كما استأذن الذين من قبلهم كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته والله عليم حكيم. والقواعد من النساء اللاتي لا يرجون نكاحا فليس عليهن جناح أن يضعن ثيابهن غير متبرجات بزينة وأن يستعففن خير لهن والله سميع عليم. O you who believe, let your slaves and those who have not come yet of age ask your permission before entering into your presence on three occasions: before the Fajr Salah, and the time that you take off your clothing at noon, and after the Isha Salah. These are three times of your undress. And outside these three times, there is no wrong in you, there is no harm for you or for them to move around attending to each other. In this manner, Allah Ta'ala explains His commands clearly to you, and He's all-knowing and full of wisdom. But when these little children come up of age, then let them also seek your permission when entering your presence, as those that were senior to them, how they asked your permission before entering your presence, they should also seek your permission. In this manner, Allah Ta'ala explains to you His commands, and He is all-knowing and full of wisdom. This whole surah, Surah Nur, Allah Ta'ala guides us on the principles of shame, modesty, the importance of it, and the fact that it is an integral part of Iman, and what are the steps that we are supposed to be taking in guarding modesty and shame. So some of the aspects pertaining to parda and hijab have already been explained. This is a third dimension about hijab and parda, that is about the little children that move around freely in the homes, then how are they supposed to be conducting themselves? Then they also should be disciplined and corrected, that they do not come into your presence on these three occasions, that is before the Fajr Salah, the time that you take off your clothing at noon, and after the Isha Salah, because these are the three times of your undress. These are three times that a person goes, people go and rest, and when they go to rest, then they remove the outer garments. Sometimes they are in awkward positions, they are in some intimate relationship at these times with their spouses, and they won't appreciate being witnessed and seen by little children as well. So these little children have to be guided and disciplined, that on these three occasions, if they have to enter your presence, they must ask for permission. So it's a command directed to the elders that they should teach their children, like it is the duty of the parents and the elders that they guide their children on namaz as they reach the age of 7, instruct them, command them, correct them and direct them. And then when they reach the age of 10, then you should be also firm, even if you have to go to the extent of beating them lightly, and beat them, but get them on namaz. So similarly, these are the etiquettes and guidelines that a man doesn't want to be seen in that state. When he's undressed or he's resting, sometimes he's in an awkward position, sometimes he's in an intimate relationship, then he doesn't want to be seen at that time. But the little children, they do not know about these type of affairs, so they should be guided, they should be taught and disciplined that this is what you're supposed to be doing. In homes, generally, we have two types of rooms. One are rooms that are for common use, like the kitchen or like the lounge. And here, when they are in the kitchen or in the lounge, and everybody is rightly dressed, he is not immodestly dressed. Because it is a place everybody meets up, everybody sits together, the family sits, and they will conduct themselves. But in the bedroom, then your whole behavior changes. You are a little different. You are undressing. You are intimate. You are in some awkward posture. Perhaps you are undressing. And you won't want to, you won't appreciate being seen in this situation, in this halat, in this condition. So these little children do not know about these things. So they should be guided. They should be disciplined. But around these times, then they don't come into your private apartment, your bedrooms. So therefore, لَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَا عَلَيْهِمْ جُنَاحٌ بَعْدْهُمْ. After these times, that is after these three times, before Fajr and after Isha, and at noon when you remove your clothing, then after these times, if these little children come freely into your presence, moving around, attending to each other, then there is no harm. But these little children, as they come of age, then they should also seek your permission like those senior to them. Seniors, then they should ask for permission not only at these three times, but at other times as well. They are coming to a home, even though it is their own homes, but they should make their coming known, their presence, they should make it known by coughing, saying something aloud, or stamping the fiddle, but striking the fiddle, but hardly. So if women are not dressed correctly, or women have their friends, then they know how to take cover and how to be appropriately dressed. So if these little children, when they come of age, they should also behave like those that were senior to them. This is the third situation where elderly women that are past the prospect of nikah, past the prospect of marriage, women around 70 years of age, where they have passed the prospect of nikah, then there is no sin for them to take off their outer garments, provided they do not make a display of their beauty. Normally, women that are younger, they have a little bit of an attraction, their faces also should be covered, their hands must be also covered. But now women that are past that age, past the prospect of nikah, there is no appeal in them any longer. La yarjuna nikahan, they are past the prospect of nikah. If they remove their outer garments, then it is not sinful for them to do so, provided they also don't make a display of their beauty. Beauty that Allah Ta'ala has given them, naturally they don't make a display of that, whether it is bodily beauty or whether it is the ornaments that they're wearing. They don't make a display of all this. وَأَنْ يَسْتَعَفِفْنَا خَيْرٌ لَهُمْ. But it is even better for them if they are cautious in this regards and cover their faces, even though they are not required to do so. Moreover, when it is a time of fitna, you see fitna all over, then in these times, then it is even more emphasized that they take more care, and they are more cautious. And remember, Allah Ta'ala is all-knowing and all-hearing. Allah give us tawfiq.